Zimmerman was convicted of killing Kathy Thompson the day after she married another man. He was freed in 2003 when an appeals court ruled his first lawyer was ineffective. Today's ruling ended an effort to retry him for the murder. Attorney Keith Belzer says the lack of DNA evidence against Zimmerman was a key factor.
There was just no evidence that Evan was there, and quite the contrary. There was all kinds of evidence with the victim's body that showed that someone else was much more likely to have done this.
Belzer worked with Keith Findlay of the Wisconsin Innocence Project in helping free Zimmerman. Findlay says the project is currently reviewing about 60 cases of people who claim to have been wrongfully convicted.
Most of them are very serious crimes, homicides, rapes. There are some where we look at them because it looks like bad science was used at the trial. There are others where it looks like there are new witnesses or recanting witnesses.
Findlay and a team of UW law students have now played a key role in freeing four men, two in Wisconsin, one in Texas, and one in Michigan. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.